Počúvate rannú show Fanrádia. Ak uvidíte na knižnom trhu čoskoro knihu s názvom Môj príbeh z harému, tak je to príbeh osoby, ktorá práve sedí u nás v štúdiu Fanrádia. V Amerike je to už bestseller. Volá sa Jillian Lauren a 18 mesiacov žila v hareme s bratom brunejského sultána. Bol to vtedy najbohatší muž, vtedy mala 18 rokov. Tak čo bolo jej úlohou v rámci toho haremu?
Well, our work wasn't really work. It was parties. You know, we went to these parties every night from 10 p.m. to about 4 a.m.
V podstate práca bola len chodiť na party od 10. do 4. ráno.
Mm-hmm, pekná robota. Mm-hmm. Nice job.
Well, 7 nights a week, even parties can become a job.
Že bolo 7-krát
do týždňa aj party vedia byť únavné. Musela si byť únavná v sobotu.
Yeah, and there wasn't even really a Saturday because 7 nights a week, kind of, there's no weekend anymore.
Takže vlastne už víkend ani nebol, takže možno aj túžila si niekedy popracovať.
I had a feeling that I wanted more purpose. In my life.
Mala som pocit, že chcem väčší zmysel v mojom živote.
Aha. So you were like dancing, ty si tancovala and what else?
Dancing, karaoke.
Okay.
Nice job. Ešte karaoke k tomu.
Funky.
Okay.
You know, drinking, we drank quite a lot of champagne.
Pili sme veľa šampanského, veľa sme
fighting.
Fighting, bili sme sa. Like,
sure.
Ako v blate?
No, not fighting with our fists, but, you know, fighting.
Fighting for...
More like girls fight. Fighting for the prince.
And takže ste sa tlkli v podstate od toho princa. Bola si na nejakom...
I was two.
Rebríčku na nejakej priečke, bola som druhá.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you have some special privileges? Mala si nejaké privilégie ako číslo dva?
For example, what kind of privileges?
Aké napríklad?
I did. Well, for example, his favorite girlfriends, and I was very close with his first girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So it was her and me, and we were sent shopping to Singapore.
Takže v podstate stále trávila čas s jeho ešte obľúbenejšou priateľkou s číslom 1 a museli sme stále chodiť nakupovať do Singapuru. To bol číslo 1.
She was an actress in the Philippines.
Filipínska herečka. What was her name? Čo bolo, ako sa volala?
In the book her name is Fiona.
Aha, ona sa volala Fiona. Takže o polnoci sa zmenila na zelenú príšeru. So at midnight she turned into something green and fat.
Yeah, like a Shrek.
No?
No, not that I know of. Not that I saw. But, you know, there definitely was an aspect of when we woke up in the morning, we weren't the glamorous harem girls we became at night.
Ale určite tam bol ten aspekt, že keď sme sa ráno zobudili, tak sme nevyzerali tak ako večer. Lebo keď treba stále žúrovať,
no,
je
jasná.
To naozaj ťažký život.
To je vyčerpávajúce.
Ako to bolo so sexom?
Well, this is how I like to explain it. He was the minister of finance of the country.
Takže on bol minister financií tej krajiny.
He was embezzling money, which we didn't know at the time. It turned out later.
Čo bolo?
Stealing.
Aha, kradol peniaze.
$9 billion he stole.
9 miliard
right.
dolárov ukradol.
And he had, you know, 40 girlfriends and 3 wives.
Takže mal 40 priateliek a 3 manželky.
So the sex was quick.
Takže sex bol veľmi rýchly.
He was busy.
Takže bol veľmi...
rýchly, no, veľmi rýchla, čo sa dá robiť.
A mal veľa práce, skrátka. To stíhal ako so všetkými? So did he have sex with all of his girls and wives?
No, not all of them. A handful of favorites.
Mal takú akože svoje vybrané, medzi ktoré patrila aj ona.
You were one of them?
I was one of them, yes.
Okay. Do you regret it? Lutuješ to?
I don't regret it. Of course I wouldn't do it now. I'm a wife and a mother.
Samozrejme, už by som to teraz neurobila. Som manželka a matka.
But it was something that I really learned from and grew.
Mm-hmm, ale je to niečo, z čoho som sa veľa naučila a čo ma posunulo ďalej. Rozprávame sa s Jillian Lauren. Je to aj autorka, ale asi aj hlavná hrdinka knihy Môj príbeh z haremu, pretože 18 mesiacov žila v hareme u brata brunejského sultána. Počúvate rannú show Fanrádia. Mimoriadne zaujímavý rozhovor. Budeme v ňom pokračovať.